The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
Today's notebook is about something that should have been a headline that arguably you would have heard or watched on television or read in the newspaper, but you probably didn't, so we'll make it a priority here. There was a protest last night in front of the governor's mansion in San Juan, Puerto Rico. It felt eerily similar to last summer when 2 weeks of protests led to the resignation of the current governor. Last night, there was a very similar protest where police, for the first time since last summer, used tear gas to disperse protesters. They are calling on the island's newest governor to resign as well in the wake of a disaster aid scandal. Where it leads, nobody knows, but I'll be sure to cover it here.